106.9 The Ranch. This is the Saturday Night Special. I am Sarah, and that is the brand new single from Frank Rave, The Drive. Frank's still hanging out with us this Saturday. I mean, I'm going to be honest, because, you know, I like to be real with y'all. He's actually not here. We recorded this earlier in the week.
Yeah, but I don't know, some sort of paradox.
Radio magic.
What is happening?
You know, radio is theater of the mind. So I want to be real with y'all, because I appreciate y'all listening to the Saturday Night Special. But yeah, this is Time Warp pre-recorded. Like, we DVR'd this for y'all.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened.
We DVR'd this this interview for you. But Frank Rave, here in the studio, at one point during the week.
See, and what's great about this is that people can actually reach out to you for a link or something.
Yeah.
And they can listen to it all the time.
Exactly. We'll take this, we'll put it on the website, and it'll be here forever.
Yeah, forever.
Because the internet is forever.
It is.
And Sandlot just celebrated its 25th anniversary.
Who's that?
The Sandlot.
Oh, right. Yeah. Forever.
So, because they just had that on the Today Show earlier this week.
Oh, really?
And everyone in the cast except Benny reunited. I was just like,
really?
Benny. But Benny is in your former profession. He was a firefighter.
Really?
Yeah, he got out acting and went to go be a firefighter.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, see, cops and firefighters, we don't really get along. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, you have your sharks versus jets, but
yeah, right.
You at know the end of the day.
Funny, talking about that, we were in Snyder. Mm-hmm. We played at this Horny Toad pub or something like that, and there was this fire guy that came in there, I think from Knox City or something like that, and you know, we started out as friends, and then we just started just giving each other a hard time. It was just funny. But yeah, definitely rekindled some memories for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, being back in law enforcement.
Because, yeah, I mean, there's the loving rivalry.
Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah. See?
But we always got each other's back, so that's a good thing.
But
we make sure things are safe for them.
Exactly.
You know?
Vice versa.
Yeah.
But now you're back. You're in this line of work, making a living with the guitar.
Right.
Yeah. We were talking about how you quick change from the ACMs, but you have been really, really busy. Now that, you know, you've hit the ground running and said, right, this is my career.
Yeah, it is. And it's tough because I, you know, talking about The Drive, I mean, I wrote that song for my family. I got a little baby girl at home. She's a year and a half, you know, and my wife's at home. She really holds down the fort while I'm gone, you know, and I know it's not easy, but it sure is worth every mile when you get to go back home to them. And
so, oh, absolutely.
When I released that video, I was touched because there's so many people that are just commenting on Facebook and tagging their anyone from their grandparents to their children to their, you know, boyfriends or fiancés or whatever. And it was just really great to see that as a songwriter that, okay, it's validating.
Yeah.
What you're putting out there, the product you're putting out there is starting to resonate with people.
And that's the whole thing is, I mean, we were talking about, you know, this is a business, but it's also, there's art to it. And the whole point of this, if you're not connecting with people,
right,
it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm lucky to have this guy on my team. And for those of you that are just listening, his name is Oscar Chavita. He's my manager.
This guy.
He's breathing down my neck right now. He's literally right behind me, making sure I don't mess this interview up.
that's why we're recording this. I can edit it.
There you go. See, no, but he's got my back, and, he's just a really just an amazing businessman. And so when you're well-rounded, you have everything. We got a product. We got the business behind it. It works out beautifully. And I think that's why we can directly attribute that to the success that we've had in this year that we've been doing this.
That's awesome. So you put the EP out, but you're not settling with that. You're hitting the recording. You're getting on with getting the full length, possibly.
Yeah, hopefully the full length. I mean, the thing is now, I mean, sort of the trend is to just release EP after EP after EP, you know, and people gather enough of those and you have albums for days. But the thing is also just to try to test the waters and see how people are going to, react to what you're putting out. So we were fortunate enough to work with Steve Dorff, who's a legendary songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Very, very talented.
Yeah. If anyone's not familiar with who he is, Cross My Heart. I Cross My Heart by George Strait. He wrote that and a number of other songs.
Yeah.
You should see this guy's catalog. It's unreal. But he's worked with everyone from George Strait to Kenny Rogers to Whitney Houston and Barbara Streisand.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to be inducted into Songwriters Hall of Fame.
That's a good person to have on your team.
Yeah, trust me. And he's been doing some amazing stuff for us. Actually, while we were out at the ACMs, he got us in with a bunch of VIP stuff, and so they're mingling with everybody and people that we knew from Nashville and people that we know from Texas that were out there. So it was just a great experience. But he gave me three songs that we cut in Nashville with some of the best session musicians mm-hmm. I've ever seen in my life. Talk about Brent Mason, who's a mm-hmm. guitar player. He played on pretty much every George Strait track and every Alan Jackson track. That little guitar hook for Chattahoochee.
Oh, yeah.
He came up with that.
Oh, man. And that's...
It's just like the song. When you hear that guitar, you're like, oh, I got to dance. It's time to dance. And he did that. And said he played guitar on these three songs that I cut. And so I was super honored at that. But just an amazing experience. I got to hang out with Clint Black while I was down there because of Steve. And it's just everything's been sort of just falling together, you know, falling into place. And you don't stop it.
Yeah.
Can't stop it.
Just let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Sing a long time for the kids.
I'm a dad, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know exactly what.
I mean, you're still kind of, when it came out, I tell my mother, I'm like, aren't you glad that the technology wasn't around back when Little Mermaid came out?
Because can you believe it?
As obsessed as my age group was with Little Mermaid, and that was just with it being in theaters. And then we had to live with, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Like, Lord, I was like, Mom, you're welcome.
You know what? That's actually, now that it's a little piece of a personal goal for me that people are listening to, privy to right now, is actually I'm a huge fan of Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my goals is to sing on a Disney track. I just want to do that.
There you go.
And no one will know. Be like, is that Frank Ray? I think that's Frank Ray. I'm going to do it. It's going to happen. Maybe the live version of Little Mermaid.
I applaud this goal. This is a fun goal.
That's a personal goal of mine. You guys are privy to that. Oh, and I just forgot. It's recorded forever now.
It is forever. Everyone will know. And whenever I chop it up to live on the internet, it'll be there forever.
There you go.
And I know who to call for Disney trivia night now.
There you go. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Well, let's get you to play another song.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. Let's see. I've got another song called... Alibi, and I just wrote this. I just wrote this about a month ago. I finished it about a month ago.
Oh, so brand new stuff.
Spanking new. And it was funny. I was talking about my influences. Tracy Lawrence being one of them.
Yeah.
So he got the song Alibis. And I was thinking, you know, that whole song is just about, like, you know, she knows all the alibis that you've got. And I thought this would be a great twist on it to be able to say, like, I don't want to hear that alibi. You know? I just don't really have time for it.
Yeah.
So that's where this song came from. Been a long time coming now, and you know we too. It's just gotten so dang hard for you to tell the truth. And all this anticipating, patiently waiting for you to come back home. Well, I think it's time you get to moving on. I don't want to hear your alibi and watch you try and stumble through a lie. Ain't no use in trying to waste my time, 'cause I don't want to hear your alibi. I've been trying to prepare myself for a long, hard night to watch you trying to convince yourself to change my mind. Babe, when you walk through the door at 4 a.m, you know that it ain't that hard for me to finally listen to my heart and not to listen to your alibi and watch you try and stumble through a lie. Ain't no longer gonna waste my time, 'cause I don't wanna hear your alibi. Now, baby, don't be mistaken, there ain't no replacing me, but you could try some other fool to sit down and buy one of your alibis. Why don't you try and stumble through a lie? Someone else who likes a waste of time and listen to your alibi. No, 'cause I ain't gonna waste my time. I don't wanna hear your alibi.
Yeah, that's another one you need to make sure you record. You know, make sure you got that one on lock.
Thank you. It's on lock.
There you go.
It's on lock. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's one of my favorite songs to play now, you know, just because it reminds me so much of my influences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing is, you know, pulling from what you know and pulling from life experience. And That's the whole thing with this, this life.
Yeah, no, it is. It's great. And, you know, I encourage people. These are brand new songs, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't find these anywhere recorded or the like. Actually, the Devil Wears a Dress, you can watch me play that for Clint Black on my Facebook page. So if they go to Frank Ray Music, they could check that out. Scroll down to the videos and you can see all that. But
as far as having it in your personal collection.
You cannot have it, yeah.
Not yet.
They're not out yet. But I encourage everyone to go out and at least check out the EP because I'm really proud of that. We recorded that in 6 songs, I think, in a span of 2.5 days.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I saw you did that at Sonic Ranch, which is really cool.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Such a beautiful, just 4,000-acre pecan ranch, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just they have it set up. There's a little studio nuzzled on the inside of it. And it's just such an amazing atmosphere when you're out there. It's so great. So if you ever get a chance to go out to Tornillo, Texas, I strongly encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the list of people that have recorded out there. Because that's the thing. It's such a hideaway that really helps that creative process.
Yeah. Madonna even, I think they have one of Madonna's Neve boards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Huge board that, and you wouldn't know it if you go in there because it's just it's an old ranch, you know, and you wouldn't know it. But it's a great place. And funny story, while I was there, I just met up the band and everybody, but there's this YouTube sensation. Her name is Molly.
Okay.
Right? And she has a segment called Food Tripping with Molly that airs on Zagat's channel.
Mm-hmm.
And she had just popped in. They're like, hey, do you think you could write a jingle for my YouTube channel? And I was like, well, we're kind of working on an EP, but I'll give it my best shot. And we did. We wrote it and they used it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you go check out Food Tripping with Molly on YouTube and you'll see that on there. They did a whole segment in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They traveled all throughout Texas trying pecan pies and chili and all kinds of different stuff. And they did just an amazing job with it. It's a great production. I encourage people to go check that out as well. And their custom theme song for Texas is this guy right here.
Way to go.
Yeah, we squeezed it all in.
Very nice.
We don't miss opportunities.
Yeah, well, Frank Ray here in the studio, Saturday night special. Frank Ray Music is the website.
FrankRayMusic.com is the website. Frank Ray Music for all social media outlets. We made it accessible for everybody so they can stream me on Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, iTunes, all that other good stuff. But Spotify is really important to me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Now. So if you can go and you've got playlists.
Just leave it spin all night long.
Leave it spin all night or add me to your playlist. That'd certainly do wonders for me. I'd appreciate it.
Oh, awesome. Well, definitely check out the website, frankraymusic.com. I mean, I'd say tour dates, but you're all over right now.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know when you come back to this area.
I can't wait. It's such a great place. I love Texas. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be back soon.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Frank Ray Music here on the Saturday Night Special on 106.9 The Ranch.